Kendrick is just having a fucking field day with this shit. He dropped another diss song. And this is the most you've ever seen Kendrick drop consistently like this. And you gotta understand this shit too. Fans was doubting Kendrick, because I know his fans really don't like when rappers be more, I'll give you an example of a fucking retard. Cause you got people that just wanna see the fucking goddamn world burn. Go on their profile. All I know is his profile was named, what's his profile? He was on Instagram. It was over a video. It's called self. His profile says self-destruction. He has like three pictures flipping off the camera. And he says, there's a video where Jim Jones is fighting like two old, elderly dudes. This nigga says, yes, rap is back. Rappers are what's that dumb word these niggas say? Are crashing out and rappers are beefing. It's war. Is that real rap? Y'all look stupid saying shit like that, by the way. But anyway, Kendrick is on his West Coast shit. No, yeah, one thing. Stop saying that when we do West Coast rap, stop saying it's Detroit. That was never, and I hate that Detroit bites our style. Let's be real with it. They do. You do. So much so that when we do our style, because Kendrick's new fucking diss track is a West Coast song with a fucking mustard beat, you got niggas say, that nigga Kendrick doing that Detroit flow. No, nigga. That's us. We do that. Detroit copied off of us. Detroit had their own fucking sound. That's our shit.
Man, the West Coast, they just switch up their flows, switch up their sound. They sound the same.
How can we sound the same when you should be saying that to Detroit? Not us. Like, all because every other reason want to bite off each other don't mean we got to do it. The West Coast is the West Coast. If you hear me, and I mind you, that's back home. If you hear me on a fucking West Coast fucking beat, and I start rapping like every single rapper from the West Coast, niggas talking that shit, nigga, getting ghosts. I could do that because I'm from the West Coast, and I hear that sound all the time. But you know what niggas going to sit there and say to me? I like it better when you don't do that. Man, shut your asses up. And you know what? I remember I was watching. I was on fucking tick. But like I told you, don't ever fucking confuse that. That's our style. That's not Detroit. Detroit got, I'm going to just say, inspired by us. West Coast rappers and the style. They just do it in a somewhat different way. They the ones that be rapping off motherfucking beat and saying crazy shit. That's mostly a Detroit thing. Fine. Have that. But we don't do that over on the West Coast. Let's remember, we did it first. Now back to what I'm saying. No disrespect to Detroit, but let's be real with it, nigga. That's not all Detroit sound. Like, that's West Coast, what Kendrick is doing. So stop every time when you hear a West Coast rapper on a West Coast beat with a West Coast flow. That's a West Coast thing. Like, oh, but what if you do that? Well, if I fucking did a style like that, niggas will say, that shit ass. You West Coast rappers are garbage. I'm like, shut up. But at the same time, Mike, I'm looking at my whole album, right? Because, right, it's just chill, vibey songs. Boom, bappy shit. Of me just talking real shit. But it's blaring. It's no uppity beats. Because dumbass fans always want everyone to fucking follow what everyone else is fucking doing. They don't want you to fucking just, not everyone's for the fucking clubs. But I said that shit in multiple podcasts. People are just retarded.
But you're talented. You remind me of Kendrick.
Oh, you know what? Paul Rosenberg broke this shit down. When he spoke, when people was calling Kendrick Lamar boring, you know, stupidly, you see videos of motherfuckers fake sleeping while you hear Kendrick lyrically fuck up Drake because the beat is so fucking soulful. You know, that kind of dumb, retarded shit. This is why I hate the internet so fucking much. So any fucking goddamn way, which means if you make that means if that's your style, you're going to get fucking clowned by these industry turn up, let's have ghosts of the club ass niggas. And let's be real with it. The club is fucking boring too. It's 2024. What the fuck do niggas really like? What is that club life like in 2024? It's nowhere not near how it was back in those, let's say when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s. There is no way that the club scene is popping in 2024. There's no way. You can't tell me that. So back to what I'm fucking. So yeah, clubs are boring too. So any fucking goddamn way. And most of the time when niggas go to fucking clubs, they're just doing that shit to fucking drown their fucking pity and their depression. And you know how the fuck that shit goes. You think you're having fun, but you're really hiding your fucking real feelings. Get some counseling, nigga. Some of us have grown out of being at clubs, my nigga. I'm 36. What the fuck I look like going to a club? Even if I didn't have, even if I didn't have my baby, it was just me and my wife going to the gym every day, not going to the club every day, nigga. And you got these kids saying, you think you're better than everyone because you don't go to the clubs and blah, blah, blah. I can say the same shit about you niggas. You think that you're better than us because you go to the club, you get turned up? You think you more better than me because into rappers that get turned up in a club and have high hyper energy? You think that you're cool because you're in the fucking, because you're in the fucking Gunna and all these other rappers that do trap music? Yeah, I can do that too. But back to what I'm saying, bro. Kendrick spun on Drake again. And it's funny. It's very funny. I mean, it's slowly starting to get tiresome a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It is. It's getting very tiresome. And people are going to get tired of it. It's just shocking to see Kendrick, who rarely releases anything, is dropping a lot of shit. And, yeah, but Drake's rapping better. Okay. But like I said before, fans are stupid. That's why I don't care. Plus, underground hip hop is, I don't care about this motherfucking goddamn mainstream shit, but let me keep talking about it every fucking time it happens. I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to prove? Just admit that this shit, that you're entertained by this shit. And stop acting like that you're not. Because if you wasn't, you wouldn't be low-key talking about it. And then you got this nigga Howard. This fool took a picture of himself wearing a Drake shirt talking about, I got my armor on. I'm telling you, this nigga's, look. I've seen Drake dick riders, but this is the first time I've seen one in person. I don't go that hard for any rapper I listen to. I don't, it's not that serious, not that deep. But y'all niggas, cause I'm seeing this shit in real time. Y'all niggas are weird. I don't give a fuck what rapper you were a fan of. You're weird. You're fucking weird. You don't see me walking around. Even if I am wearing a t-shirt of my favorite fucking rapper, like to say like an MF Doom inspired shirt, that's just me. Maybe you'll never see me say, yeah, this is my armor, bro. Like, you look at these rappers like they're gods, and you're like let's be real. It's like a religion. And it's so weird. It's weird. You know, I love Kendrick, but I'm not looking at him like, he's my God and I'm just a servant. That's how you motherfuckers are looking like. That's how he's looking like. Got a Drake shirt with talking about, I got my armor on. But whatever. But that's what I'm talking about. Drake, like Kendrick's on his fucking West Coast shit, but it's weird. It's weird. Cause niggas, that's why niggas compare me to Kendrick. Because you rap with a lane, you speak your truth on a jazzy beat, soulful beat. I'm not the only one that do that. And if that's like I told you, they take the most bare minimum shit that makes Kendrick Kendrick and just say, oh, he's like Kendrick. And this is why you got a lot of these dumb fans who compare anyone to Kendrick. You take the most bare minimum shit. Soulful boom bap beat, saying some real shit, Kendrick. That's anybody. And it's even more worse, and it's even more crazy if you're really from the West Coast. So, Mike, where you from? Inglewood? You live in Inglewood, California? That's right near Compton. And you rap over soulful boom bap beats? You saying some real shit? Even though niggas will sit there and call that shit cliched. Because no matter what you do, you know, you got people that stink like Sean C. You got to be careful. Even though niggas say, we want orange, I do something different. Let's be real. Y'all like bare minimum shit. Because if you didn't, then you wouldn't be so ew, why is he rapping like this? Why is he talking about this? I can't relate to this. Nigga, if y'all niggas shut the fuck up. If y'all niggas really didn't really care about having unique sounds in the rap, why would someone submit a song to an independent radio station that y'all don't click with? Y'all ask, you stop the song. You ask your fucking chat. What is he talking about, chat? Because it's not typical shit. What is he talking about, chat? Chat. Oh, no, he's in. I'm just saying. Like, he sounds different. He's unique. But I'm not into what he's talking about. And I've seen this happen before. And they'll sit there and stop the fucking song. And they'll say, hey, I like this is a unique topic. Because you know how fans are nowadays. Even these reviewers. If you talk about something that they don't fucking relate to, that they disagree with, raps. It's stupid. It's pretty much saying, you need to make music that I like, that I can stomach. Because if not, I'm going to hate you for it. And my chat's going to hate you for it. Don't fucking fight with me. A lot of niggas do this shit. I've seen it happen. I've seen niggas who do this shit in music reviews. I've seen this. So any fucking goddamn way. And it's true. You can't deny it. So anyway, if you don't believe, look at how people rate that No Name album. And because of, you know, J. Electronica being anti-Semitic, or whatever the fuck, that people got, you know, off uppity because of what J. Electronica said in a fucking rap song. You can't keep saying, we want rappers that are raw and real and speak their truth. And when they speak their truth, you get offended. But then, like, we's the big, bad, raw hip-hop heads. We ain't no pussies. And then you got niggas over here. And this is why people are really, now I kind of agree with D1. It says, y'all niggas are really talking about, you got niggas in the chat saying, like, in the comments saying, yeah, you know, Jim Jones over here. You got rappers crashing out, fighting again. You got niggas beefing, man. Yeah, that's that real rap, bro. Yeah, see, back in the 90s, we never thought like that. I mean, let's be real, some old heads that still think like that. Well, you know what? We did. But it was on the internet, though. Since we have the internet, you get to see how people really think in real time. Yeah, man, you got rappers beefing. You know what I'm saying? Rappers fighting, crashing out, man. All we wait for is someone to die. Then we're going to cry and say R.I.P. for like a few seconds. And then back to that raw shit, bro. Don't prove that nigga D1 right. Because it seems like it might happen like that. How these motherfuckers moving.
I'm just saying. I mean, if it happened, then it wouldn't shot me. I'm like, yep, that nigga D1 was right. Because I saw that comment. I'm like, how many, I can tell there's people that think like that. Again, they used the word crash out wrong. So if I punch someone in the fucking face, that nigga might crash out. That's not what the fucking crash out is. Y'all take terms and pretty much rape them. Let's be real with it. So any fucking goddamn way, it's like y'all did with Mid and Try all that shit. Hater. So any glazing is the most, and if you look at the word glazing, if you really look at that word and you see how these people use these little memes with the fucking donut glazing, it's a very sus word. It is. You notice how it only travels on the internet, never in real life. I don't see kids say these words in real life, only online. Cause it'll be very weird to say, you glazing this dude? You're glazing him? You're glazing him? I'm like, huh? Because that's gonna make me think some sus shit. But, you know, that's why y'all try, but there's no rules online, I guess. Our morals online. But anyway, let me keep going. But like I said, now what if I hopped on some West Coast shit and start having fun with my flows and then say, I rap like a bird. I'm telling you, nigga, you better stop playing with me, because let's be real with it. Most fans are just stupid. These niggas want me to be the Inglewood Kendrick. It's that simple. If you are a fucking rapper from the West Coast, and if you have a very chill delivery like this, I get on beats and show these motherfuckers with it. is. If you're rapping on a fucking jazzy sample beat, you are Kendrick. Remember, before Kendrick dropped some around, and keep in mind how motherfuckers call Kendrick soft for being on some therapeutic shit. And this is to show you how these niggas don't listen to Kendrick, because he been was going to make some music like that. He, even though, damn, he had songs kind of alluding to therapy. But of course, these new generation of fans don't think, they don't care that you're reaching. How's the fucking reach? Do you listen to this nigga's lyrics or just the beat, which is what 90% of these niggas care about, is the fucking beat. And it's like, every time when I post a song, the beat so fire, ooh, that beat's fire. Fuck what I'm talking about. Like, my words don't mean shit.
But that beat fire, dude.
Isn't it stupid?
But the beat is important.
Yeah. But the words are more important. I've never heard a fucking song. I don't know. I'm just different. In a world full of fucking AI and niggas that literally make fun of you for being different, I'm sorry. I do not move how you niggas move. I do not get emotionally upset when an artist of mine drops a quote-unquote mid or bad album. If you miss, you miss. I'm still gonna fuck with you, because it's not that serious. Because it isn't to me, it's just entertainment, it's just music. I don't give a fuck if a fucking rapper of mine doesn't break, like, make whack albums. I don't care. And you got fucking fans who hate, who always say this shit.
Why come to Eminem fans? You know, then you can't admit that Eminem is trash.
Why would you want his fans to admit that he's trash? Like, that don't make no sense. I always wondered why fans do this shit. And it can't be, it's not just Eminem, it's anybody. Why come Kendrick Lamar fans can't just admit that Kendrick is not that good? And why people who hate Kendrick Lamar fans can just admit that, nigga, if you don't like K-Dot, Kendrick, don't fucking listen to him? Why are you trying to persuade fans to hate a rapper that they naturally like? Why don't you just listen to niggas that you like and shut the fuck up? But people can't fucking do that because common sense ain't common. Stupid. But that's what I'm talking about. At the end of the fucking day, I like the fucking song. At this fucking point, it is gonna get fucking boring. Yeah, it was cool at first, but after this point, it's like, okay, then Drake gonna drop a new song, then Kendrick gonna drop some shit. Basically, there is no winner, because they're both big rappers. There is no winner. This is what I'm talking about. This is why rap beats in 2024 are stupid at this point. Kendrick is at the top. So is motherfucking goddamn Drake. And the only people that's getting little shots is J. Cole, which I don't care that motherfucker. Because he buckled. He bended. He buckled out. Nigga, it wouldn't make any sense to even have this nigga beefing when realistically y'all wanted Kendrick and Drake to beef. Y'all niggas didn't really like Cole anyway. No matter how good he start getting at rapping at this point. Like, he's been killing shit. And when the fall off comes out, I'm gonna fuck with it. But it's fake fans because he dipped out of a beef, which he really was not fucking feeling. You can tell me this, Kendrick. You're going to call that album trash simply because he dipped. And you got fans that do that dumb shit. Because he dipped out that beef, that album is trash. And since everyone's a reviewer, they gonna give it a bad review. That's just worse. When y'all give anyone anything, even when it comes out of SoundCloud, even when it comes out of, like, okay, music is, you know, it's oversaturated. But at the same time, you can look through the bullshit and find some good shit. It's not hard. I done this shit back in 07. But, again, everything is subjective. And that's why I don't understand how when you're an underground rapper with your own sound and a sound that's comfortable, and the retard says, he has great bars, but I wish he rapped like this. When you say shit like that, what you're trying to say is, This is, you're great, but I want to see more of you. You could be the next, get off my dick. Oh, you're mad because we see higher potential in you? I don't care. I don't see myself like that. Why do you see me like that? Well, you don't. I can come up with multiple reasons why. Because there's flaws in my fucking discography. Y'all want perfect discographies. I have a lot of albums, a lot of singles, a lot of EPs. And not all of them are hits. They're misses. From making songs about fucking anime girls to making songs about smoking weed with Scooby-Doo. Yes, I have songs like that. To making songs about being a fucking anime character, let's say a pizza cat. Yeah, I got songs like that. In between those songs, all right, with a very monotone delivery, so I'm not uppity like that, because y'all niggas love uppity-ass rappers, but God forbid if I... So check my motherfucking... Like, me and my coworker spoke about this shit. How he says he hates how Kendrick does the voices when he raps, but guess what? Isn't this the thing about you dumbass fans who hate monotone rappers? You be... telling us to do that, to have a character, to stand out, right? Because y'all look at it like wrestling. So we do start rapping like this, knowing damn well the shit's gonna be off-putting. Knowing damn well the shit gonna not gonna sound right. You know how many goddamn songs I have to delete off of fucking TikTok that had me rapping with fucking flows and different ways because niggas didn't like the way I was sounding? Because I didn't want to sound bored. Be real, has a very fucking nosy jazz and have a very high pitched voice mid vibes. He doesn't rap. That's the voice he puts on. He doesn't rap. Like he said that when he was first rapping with it, like his normal voice, they said it was boring. So you gotta fucking choose. Be yourself and boring? Or put on a motherfucking voice when you're rapping that sounds annoying. Be yourself and boring, or put on a motherfucking goddamn voice when you're fucking rapping and have people thinking that you're not serious. You see what I'm saying? Fans are weird. And if you do rap with a boring fucking supposedly delivery, you better have some double entendres. But oops, them double entendres ain't strong and ain't hitting. Oops, them punchlines ain't hitting. Oops, some boys over our heads so by default is trash. Come on. Come on. Come on. I can keep on going. But like, your shit is fan bashing. I'm just speaking my truth, nigga. Call it what you wanna call it. What? What is what the fuck it is? I like the song, by the way, but it's getting boring.